107.7 The Island. Would you shut that light, please? It's plenty. No. It's bright enough in here.
It's a black dog, and it's too dark in
here. It's so sunny in here. I don't understand the need for fluorescence. Good Tuesday morning. We look forward to fluorescent lighting and the adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Brought to you by Pro Team Design. Robin Mays is here with Voice for Companion Animals. Hi, Robin.
Hi, hello. How are you for Monday?
I'm doing great. It's Tuesday now, though.
Oh, yes. It's Tuesday now.
It's Monday part two.
Oh, boy. Monday, the sequel.
Oh, here's yet another beautiful dog that I'm having deja vu. Have I met him before?
No, you have not met Kira before. Kira was surrendered to us about 2 weeks ago. They weren't able to have her anymore. They were moving, and she's about a seven-month-old pit girl, black with white highlights. She's got silver looking now in the office here.
Yeah, with light.
In the
with
studio?
Daylight.
Yes. With daylight, she has silver highlights.
It's not daylight. It's fluorescent light. It looks like an operating room in here.
We're ready for the procedure, doctor.
Every Tuesday, the adorable, adoptable pet in a week. And soon, we'll be doing live on the air some neutering.
Nope. She was spayed last week.
Scalpel.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Robin, gosh, tell me the dog's name again.
It's pronounced, you roll the R, so K-I-R-A. So if you can't roll your R's, it's Kira. But if you can roll your R's, it's Kira.
Kira. Kira.
I'm so jealous. I wish I could
Can't you roll your R's?
I cannot.
That's a Kira would get along Kira. With Laura's crackheads.
She is. She's a
same personality.
A crackhead. Yes. Oh, look at her.
And she's only 7 months old. She just needs a lot of room to run, friends to play with. She gets along with the others, friends to play with. Hi. Loves her people a little too much.
The excitement on the dog's face when it gets attention is so infectious.
Oh yeah, she lights up.
Oh, she's got a little brindle to her. You do. You got a little brown cast to you. Oh, gosh, you're so cute.
Laura will no longer be wearing
that
makeup by the end of today.
What's the what breed?
Pit bull mix.
Yeah,
she's a pit mix. She's a pity mix.
A pit bull, and it's not black. It looks like dark brown.
It does.
Well, I think it's playing off Laura's outfit.
It's either a black or a very, very dark brown with some white undertones underneath.
Yeah, she got a little star on her chest.
Yes.
I'm guessing 85 pounds.
Full grown. Yeah, probably maybe full grown. She'll be 60, 70.
Yeah, she's about.
She's only
now.
7 months old, so yeah, she's probably about 40-ish.
Yeah, yes. And
she likes Laura.
100% muscle.
What? Hi, buddy.
Here she comes.
What, how did you acquire?
She was surrendered. Her owners were moving and couldn't take her with.
Aww.
And they took her from another family member, as we understand it, who couldn't have her. So enough passing around. Now we have her up for adoption. She will be looking for someone who's very energetic, wants a buddy, but she will definitely need a fenced-in yard.
That's heartbreaking for both parties, right? I mean,
yes.
I can't very much. I can't imagine somebody who has to relocate and can't take their animal with them. That's a heartbreak in and of itself. I think the animal probably gets over it faster than the owner does.
Very much. And she's young. She'll, you're not a tidy eater.
I think as long as she continues to get this kind of attention, she's going to be fine.
No, she's
she is very good. She's pretty well behaved as far as, you know, getting along with other dogs and stuff, but she just needs room. She needs her exercise. And she's going to be a great best friend for somebody.
Oh, she is. And she's so friendly. I mean, exercise. She just warmed up to us immediately.
Exercise. What is that?
Well, that's something for younger people, I think.
I'm unfamiliar with that foreign term.
That's a bad word.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing your dream into reality. For all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service, Pro Team Design. Check out the Facebook and ProTeamDesign.com. Laura is being mauled.
Oh, gosh. Hi.
She loves you.
Oh, gosh. She's so sweet. Oh, my gosh. She just is so sweet.
If she could crawl up there, she's going to.
She is.
That's funny.
That's fantastic. Once again, making our Tuesday, Robin Mays and voice for companion animals. Your
Yes, she has made herself at home on top of me now.
Lap warmer, because we could no longer see Laura.
Hi.
I'll have pictures and video. We might need some video today.
Yes.
Of the mauling that's taking place in the Blue Studio.
Oh, she's just a lover. Oh, my stars.
Go to the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Robin, thank you for everything you and everyone does at Voice for Companion Animals.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate being able to come every week and bringing these adoptables that need a place to call their own. Yeah.
Reminding everyone that that's an entire volunteer staff.
Volunteers. And, you know, we had an interesting comment by someone who came in this week, and they adopted one of Molly's puppies.
Yay!
And the comment was that they had never adopted before. They've always driven and purchased their dogs they've had over the years. And they said, you know, we've never adopted before, but she said, we have really enjoyed this experience. And we're hoping people understand that, because once you adopt from us, you kind of get all of us backing you to hopefully make it successful.
Sure.
So I thought that was pretty uplifting this past weekend to hear someone say that.
I think that one of the reasons for this segment every week is it's a reminder, because I don't think a lot of us think when it comes time to get an animal, you want an animal. I don't think it's a forefront in our minds that we should go to a shelter.
Well, and you know, it's easy to shop online for everything. And you can look online, and you can look on petfinder.com and see the ones available in shelters and rescues. But the cool thing is, we're going to help the adopter find the right fit for them.
Sure.
Because everybody's lifestyle is a little different. If you live in an apartment, if you live in a house, if you have a yard and not a yard, if you are traveling, if you're a truck driver, what's the right fit? And we kind of help you with that.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have the most amazing pets available for adoption. Check out Kira on 1077theisland.com in the blog section. Voice for Companion Animals can be reached
402-527-8228.
And there it is.
Yay! Oh, Kira, you're such a sweetheart.
The expression on her face and the energy she's exuding, she's like a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like a happy kid in a playground.
A happy kid, yeah. She is a very happy kid.